The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You know, PayPal, I don't know if you'd heard that they were going to fine anybody that was misinforming the population $2,500. But immediately they rescinded that and said that it pulled that plan to find anybody that is misinforming their audience. So they're not going to do that. This wasn't accidental. This was pre-planned programming. See, because if you support PayPal, if you use PayPal, you want an alternative. You don't want to fund or you don't want to use a company that would fine you for telling the truth, which they call misinformation. So what are your alternatives? Well, one of the alternatives, great alternative maybe, is Candace Owens Glorify. So there's a Glorify app. Candace Owens is made it known that you can go to her app, Glorify, and that's Glora FYFI app. Or you can go to another app, which is Kanye West. You can purchase Uncancelable. It's a social media app at Parler. Uncancelable. So rather than using PayPal, you can use Candace Owens' app, Glorify, or you can use Kanye West's Uncancelable. But there's a problem, a big problem. And the problem is this. Who owns Glorify, Glorify app? Who owns it? Well, it is a Rothschild banking cartel involved in this. The Candace Owens, she recently married George Farmer. And George Farmer's father is Lord Michael S. Farmer, and he is a British Pilgrim Society Rothschild gold, silver, precious metals banker merchant. So she married into big-time money because that's what Candace Owens does. That's what she's always been about Candace Owens. It's not about conservative patriots. And for the conservative patriots that believe that Candace Owens went from being a Democrat leftist to a conservative Republican, you are really fooled. She's not. Candace Owens is only out for Candace Owens. And she married George Farmer. And you know what? She is being used by the globalists. But many people think, well, you know, she's possibly going to run for vice president with Ron DeSantis. So she's a conservative. She, her values are conservative, not. So, Kanye, there's a common thread between the two of these individuals. His name is George Farmer, Candace Owens' husband. Now, according to these two individuals, this deal is going to change the world and change the way the world thinks about free speech, which the involvement of these two individuals glorify. Who's it backed by? Rothschild and Company, Bank of America, Credit Suisse, MasterCard Worldwide, and naturally our old friend who watches you, Google. And the new founder of Glorify, his name is Toby Neugebauer. He's from Texas. And he has received his financing to put together Glorify through what they call a special purpose acquisition company. That in itself should be the tail of a snake. The rattlesnake, you know, they shake their tail and you can hear the rattles. We're going to talk a little bit more about this in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, The Present Truth, 2 to 3. Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 9 to noon. Podcasts for my programs and the programs through the week on the weekend are 1360khnc.com. Now with Candace Owens and Kanye West with their new apps, you know, so you can support whoever you want. I'm telling you, they are tied in to the Rothschilds, tied into that group of that cabal. And one of the owners is Tony Neugebauer. I guess that's how you pronounce his name. Another gentleman that is one of the controlling owners of Glorify, his name is Israel Englander. He's a CEO of Millennial Management, LLC. Now, this gentleman, the people that are under his, in his, that work with him, that work for him, a senior executive, Securities Exchange Commission Chairman, John Clayton. Sir Howard Davies, he was a chairman of UK Financial Services Authority. Louis Free, remember him? Former director of the FBI. Joseph Grundfest, another Securities Exchange Commissioner. Andre Owens, partners at Wilmer and Hale LLP. And this is former FBI Director Robert S. Mueller's law firm. Do you want to give your money to these individuals? Too bad we didn't have some real choices as to who to use, not PayPal or Glorify or Kanye West's new app for uncancelable. These people, in one way or another, are all tied in, are all owned by somebody. And remember, Robert S. Mueller's father was one of the top people, Heinrich Mueller, with Adolf Hitler. There is Alana Peters. She was a former commissioner of the Security Exchange Commission. She's Facebook's attorney, and was one of them. Now, there is an acquisition group I just mentioned here a second ago, SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Company, and it is traded on the NASDAQ as DHC Acquisition Corporation. This corporation, I know I don't want to bore you with all these names, but the thing is, by mentioning who is on the team with this DHC Acquisition Corporation, you're going to see who Candace Owens and Kanye West, who they are involved with, okay? DHC's officers and directors have interlocked relationships with Rothschild & Sons, Security Exchange Commission, UK Financial Services Authority, the London School of Economics, Bank of America, Credit Suisse, Barclays, MasterCard Worldwide, the FBI, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Air Force, Harvard, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, GE, Lockheed Martin, PepsiCo, Thornton Oil, Kellogg, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, George Washington University, Logitech, the United States Marines. Do you think these people are being used, these two individuals, which all of a sudden, out of nowhere, these are the top individuals, especially Kanye West, that is in media presently? Don't have anything against him. Don't have anything against Candace Owens. But the conservative voters of this country need to know everything. They don't need to know what the media wants them to know, but what is necessary for everyone to know. And also, there is an individual who is one of the main players with the Rothschild family, or with the DHC Acquisition Corporation. His name is Chris Gartner, West Point graduate, and he's never disclosed his relationship to Rothschild & Sons, Bank of America, or Credit Suisse on the DHC corporate website. So he's trying to hide in the bushes. Now, he served as DHC's co-chief executive officer and chief financial officer in December 2020. He was a senior advisor at Rothschild & Company, chairman and global head of technology investment banking of Rothschild & Company, global head of corporate finance, that was in 2017, corporate head of finance, technology, investment banking at Credit Suisse, global head of technology, investment banking at Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, FinTech Evolution Acquisition Group. These people are all tied in together. And Candace Owens is being used willfully, knowingly, by these individuals. Candace Owens, I'm telling you, does Ron DeSantis know what she's up to? He has to. Ron DeSantis is not that ignorant. If he decides that she's going to be his running mate, his research team, they're following everything she does, who she's around, who she married, who she was married to, who her father-in-law is, and who he's affiliated with, how much wealth he has. Nothing is going to be, they're going to look under every rock. But Candace Owens right now, she is, in a sense, becoming the darling of the Republican Party. Like Ron DeSantis also, he is becoming a darling also. And two, should we have a 2024 election, which we won't, should the two of them run together on the team, on a ballot, on a ticket, they will do very well. But the problem is, they won't be able to run, because I don't think there's going to be a 2024 election. You know, everybody talks about a black swan event. I firmly believe that the greatest black swan event, bigger than 9/11, World War I, World War II, is going to be the end of elections in the United States of America. There is going to be an administration to come. There will be no more elections. There will be appointments only. Why would I say that? You see a pattern that has taken place already since the time of Jimmy Carter. The pattern that has been hidden is called senior executive service. People in government, all branches of government, not working their way up through the ranks and taking the positions in as heads of these departments, but actually the president appointing whosoever to these positions. Senior Executive Service. They're appointed to all the agencies in this country. Every president gets to appoint to retire, if you want to call it retire, or just move them from one part of a government branch to another. They don't like to retire. These people work into their 70s. They don't like to retire. They like power. And you know, you can work for money, but sometimes it is not enough to the drive isn't as great working for money as it is for working for power. There's great drive working for money, but power, a little bit, I think the drive is a little, people like power, and with the power they like money. These people don't retire. Barry Satoru, when he left office, just before Donald Trump won the election, he appointed roughly 6,800 to 7,000 new members to senior executive services. And in my estimation, he is not finished appointing people to positions throughout the government in this country. He will resume at some point as the, if you want to call it, president of this country, in my estimation. People are asking the question, who in the Democrat world, within that political world, who is the best choice to lead the Democrat Party in the future? Well, Hillary, she's decided to be a little more conservative. No. They really don't have anybody. Joe, you know, Slow-Mo Joe, he's, as long as he can stand up, as long as he can read a teleprompter to some degree, he's going to stay right where he's at. But the one who replaces him, this is the one who's going to make the appointments once again. I've discussed this with this audience before. I see in the Democrat world, in the Democrat Party, there is no one that would be more accepted and who could have the experience that Barry Satoru has had. The only choice for the Democrat Party is Barry Satoru. You can look at everyone else. Some people are thinking that here in Colorado, it could be possibly Jared Polis. Polis. Nope. Or the California governor. Nope. It won't be Nancy. She's not going to be long on this earth. Maxine Waters. She's not going to be around much longer. There is no one in the Democratic Party that would be accepted like Barry Satoru. I know you don't want to hear that. You don't want to think about it. But you've got to consider it. Could it be a possibility? He has the experience. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360khnc.com.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
So, do I think that Candace Owens and Ron DeSantis will run for the presidency in 2024? I don't. Things are moving quickly. Changes in this country. Democrats, black swan, something major that people would never believe. A big black swan event would be ending the process of voting in the United States of America, moving to a system where everyone is appointed. There would be, 50 governors. Well, that's too complicated. What we'll do is we'll break America into 10 regions and appoint 10 individuals to head up each region. Think that's impossible? Well, I don't know. And then everyone in the regions, right on down the line, would be appointed to the city government, county government. Each region would have somebody that would be appointed by the individual that would move into the position of what we would term president. And that individual would appoint anybody that he wants. It will be a he, it won't be a woman. In the Bible, there is no such thing as a woman president or a woman king or a woman who will lead the country. It will be an individual that will be a male. Born male, won't be a trans. Nope, it'll be, the individual will be born male. And with going back to who would the Democrat Party, the power and authority that they have presently in this country via IRS, all the agencies, 3 to 26 letter agencies, military, too great, too powerful. I hate to say, to even think, that there would be a Republican landslide in the coming election, red, conservative, but they would never take office. Don't think it's possible? We have a president, an individual who won the last election, and you go to bed, and while you're asleep, you wake up to find that the opponent is the one who won the election. Miraculous. That's an act of God. That is miraculous. You don't believe in miracles? That was a miracle. A man-made miracle. Using technology and corruption, and the individual who truly won the election did not get to take his seat a second term in the Oval Office. Could that be what's going to happen after this election is finished? And come January, these people who won these seats won't take office. I don't know. We can't take, you know, these different views coming from different people. To a great degree, many of the views are their substance to what people are presenting. We do know, in one view, accurately, this administration is corrupt. Can we change it? Many people, their view is it can be changed. My view is it cannot be changed. As much as I would hope that there could be a change in what's happening at the federal government, in Washington, D.C., in the world of elected officials. No, I don't think so. Just my view. But I know one thing, is you look at a tree, like Christ said, if the fruit is evil, you know the tree is an evil fruit. You look at the Republicans in Washington, D.C. You look at the fruit of these men. Mitch McConnell, this man is sleeping with the enemy, his wife. Chinese billionaire for a father. You don't think he's bought off? All the people around Donald Trump when he came and took office, most of these individuals were senior executive service appointees. Donald Trump was trying to play pro football with little league players or players that were owned by previous administration, corporations. He didn't have a chance. But even in spite of not having a chance, look the victories that he was able to accumulate. Donald Trump had many victories. And if he'd have stayed in office, you know, I look at dynasties. Trump is not necessarily a dynasty. The Kennedys, now that was a dynasty. Bushes, the Rockefeller / Clinton dynasty, powerful people. The Kennedy, Joseph Kennedy, the plans were His son, Joseph Jr., would be president. Joe Sr., actually, had planned to become president. He was going to run as president for this country. If he hadn't been found out to be anti-Semitic, he'd have gone a lot further than he did. So his plan was to put his son, Joe Jr., who died in a plane wreck, but his second son, or the other son, another son, John F. Kennedy, he becomes president of this country. Robert Kennedy, if he had not been assassinated, I believe he would have become president. And Edward was positioned also, but Edward ended up getting drunk one night and killing a young lady. Got out of it. He didn't get prosecuted for it. So all of Joe Kennedy's plans to have more sons as presidents failed. Well, almost. He had two sons that became president, John F. Kennedy, and then his illegitimate son, Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy, you know, his mother works for Joseph Kennedy, and as a young woman, she gets pregnant, and she goes back to Plains, Georgia, and marries James Earl Kennedy Sr. They must have dated in high school, because as soon as she went back, they were married, and 6 months later, little Jimmy Cotta was born. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new P.E. Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit TacticalCivics.com. Again, TacticalCivics.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, now, So you have these dynasties. The Kennedy dynasty was unbelievable. So Joe Kennedy has a legitimate son, John F. Kennedy, and an illegitimate son, James Carter, Jimmy Carter. And American people don't know this because the government and the powerful men of the nation don't want people to know the truth. It's like Bill and Hillary being Rockefeller children. People don't know that. George Bush Sr., his real name was, his real father, his name was named George Scherf Sr., born in Germany. And George Bush Jr. was born in Germany. His name, before he came to the United States of America, quietly, secretly, was George H.W. Scherf. But people don't know that. He wasn't even an American citizen. He was a German. He was a Nazi. His father was a Nazi. He was a Nazi. And he was brought to America. People don't realize that many thousands of people that were war crimes criminals in Hitler's Third Reich were brought to America. This is why we have a space program. This is why we have great or powerful pharmaceutical companies. Who was it that made Agent Orange that we used in Vietnam? German scientists. People don't know human history or American history. They don't know the truth about anything. And, you know, with Candace Owens, am I going to use Glorify? No, I won't use her. I don't want to support these people. Am I going to use Kanye West's uncancelable social media app, Parler? I don't think so. Do I want to use PayPal? Not necessarily. But do we as individuals, as Americans, do we have options? Oh, used to, not much anymore, not much longer, or not presently. You know, here, King Soopers is possibly going to acquire Safeway. Well, here we go. The company store. People are not watching what's going on. And you know what? The scripture did say, Christ did say that there would be deception throughout time. But if you look at the scripture in the New Testament, he's talking about the end of the world in the last decade, specifically in the book of Matthew chapter 24. He said, the disciples asked him, what is the sign of the end of the world? When is the temple going to be destroyed? He said, the temple is going to be destroyed and one stone will not be left upon another stone. That happened at AD 70. But the rest of his answer concerning the end of the world, that was the balance of his statement. See that you don't be deceived. Deception will be the main tool of the enemy, the deceiver, at the end of the world. The serpent in the garden, don't think he's still back in the garden 7,000 years, 6,000 years ago. No, no. The serpent in the garden, he's matured. He's become a dragon. He's become more sophisticated. He's learned a lot. He's been in training. And one of the things that the serpent in the garden did is it studied Eve's psychological makeup, trying to figure out how is he going to deceive her. Could it be through this, through that, whatever? No. He used a very sharp strategy. No, if you eat of that tree, you're going to become like God. You're going to become just like God. And what is the deception of the world today? You eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will be as God. you will be able to change DNA of creatures, of individuals. You can change their DNA. They can be born Homo sapien. And then we will change their DNA to make them a non-human species. I've talked about this in the last 6 weeks. I'll continue to talk about it in the future. Visiting with some friends, some of the things I presented years ago, I don't like to be redundant and talk about things that I've already covered. But I realized that sometimes you have to cover things repeatedly so that what is being presented sits in your long-term memory. And otherwise, three, four, five times sometimes isn't enough. It's short-term memory. But you want things to be put into your permanent memory so you can remember what happened. Like with little children, a lot of children, they don't remember their childhood. Whatever was going on, just for some reason, trauma, fear, who knows? They don't remember. They don't have a remembrance of their childhood. Others do. I remember when I used to be, when my aunts, my mother, they would bathe me before I could even walk. I remember that. And I don't remember what's happening yesterday, but hey, I remember what happened when I was born. When I was 6 months old. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. In every life we have some.
Well, I can't believe it is Friday, and we're at the end of the week. I know you're already having separation anxiety. I am. But tell you what, I'll be here Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, so you don't have to wait till Monday. And then it'll be a three-hour program, and most people, it's very difficult to sit still for 3 hours. Well, that's okay. We have modern technology. We have podcasts. We have top programming. So you can go to 1360khnc.com for the weekday programs, weekend programs, my programs, other programs, any programs you want. And 1360khnc.com. Now with, you know, short-term memory and permanent memory, you get bit by a rattlesnake, I guarantee you that will be permanent memory. You won't have to worry about short-term memory on that one. Well, if you aren't watching what's going on in the world today, it's in the same, you might say, principle as a rattlesnake. You're not going to have time to investigate everything that's going on at a future date. It's better to investigate and watch what's happening daily. The children of the devil, every day there is something new, something that they are up to that is being disclosed. It's a cosmic law. They want to hide everything. They don't want anybody to know anything. Like example, in NASA, the National Aeronautic and Space Administration, there were two actual groups in that NASA program. One group, they were involved to get the ships into outer space to investigate Saturn or Mars or whatever. The data would come back, and everyone in the that works for NASA, they wanted to see all the information that was returning from the satellites that were sent up. But for some reason, only one part of the NASA, these individuals that would study what was going on up there, there was too much hidden. Nobody knew. We want to know what's going on. What did you find on Mars? Did you find pyramids on Mars? Did you find faces of sphinxes? A sphinx on Mars? We want to see those photos. But the other group said no. No. Highly classified. Why? Because they're in the occult. And the occult ran NASA. And the occult is running Google, in my view, and this government, and most of the governments of the world, being directed by people in secret societies. The more truth is difficult. Truth can be very difficult. You won't sleep at night. But once you begin to see what's really going on, you can protect yourselves. Well, it's a weekend. May the God of peace, may the Jesus Christ is your peace. May He give you peace for the whole weekend. He's the Prince of Peace. So, peace to everybody. We'll talk to you Sunday or Monday. Rick Rodriguez.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
At Off-Road Automotive, they offer a wide range of used automobiles for all your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit? No problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Located off 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, right off Highway 85, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.